Merchant Street Barbecue, 607 Merchant, where it's all about the meat. 846 KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local.
KVOE 96.9 FM and 1400 AM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
There you go, our Newsmaker 3 interview here on this Tuesday morning, and we have Jessica Buchholz with hashtag Vax to Normal. Jessica, how are you?
Hey, Jessica.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Are you staying dry? It's a little soggy out there.
A little soggy. I don't think that softball game is probably going to happen tonight. So
No, probably not.
Their sports schedule's been turned upside down the last couple of weeks with all this weather.
Yeah, that's all right.
I've got a couple of kids who are eagerly anticipating T-ball, and they're just going to have to keep anticipating.
Yeah, exactly.
To be honest. Well, hashtag Vax to Normal. You've now had, what is it, three prize drawings that have taken place since the campaign got started. Overall, what's your thoughts here on the vaccination and incentive campaign and its reach now across the KVU listening area and beyond?
Yes, I think that we are definitely gaining some speed with the campaign. Like you said, it's been about 3 weeks since, a little over 3 weeks since we've launched that first initial, you know, information about going out there and getting vaccinated and helping our community get back to normal. And we've been able to give away some awesome prizes for the past 3 weeks. We've got a great group of people that are working on the campaign. The Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Crew, which is a partnership with Main Street and United Way and the Community Foundation and KVOE. You know, we've worked really hard with Newman Regional Health and Lyon County Public Health and some community partners to really get together some great prizes for folks to go out there and get vaccinated and get registered and really just help everybody get back to normal.
You brought up the prizes, and I think what's notable here for a lot of folks is the fact that there is now such a wide range of prizes, which really developed here from week one to week three.
Right. So we kind of kicked things off with a batch of, I think we gave away six $50 gift certificates, Emporia Main Street gift certificates from the Disaster Relief Fund. And each week we've had local businesses contact us and say, hey, we just really support this cause. We want to help promote it. We'd like to donate some prizes. So we've seen a lot of local businesses donate prizes and gift cards, anything from, you know, a $50 gift certificate to the Sweet Granada to we've had tickets from the Granada Theater, from the Emporia Arts Center. We've had some comedy show tickets. You know, it's really been a fun spend a couple of weeks seeing all those prizes flow in the office.
What else is coming in? I would assume now that we're seeing with the last 2 weeks specifically, that expansion of people willing and businesses willing to submit prizes here for the overall pot, that process is going to continue here for Friday.
It is. So this week you will see even more kind of local gift certificate packets that you'll get some goodies from Sweet Granada, Gravel City Roasters, Granada Coffee Company, probably some things from Radius. I think we're going to see some car wash certificates from Mr. G's. So just a lot of local awesome prizes that we're just excited for folks to get. I mean, you know, you can register to win as long as you live locally or you're a student at Emporia State or FHTC. But, I mean, 12 and up can register to get a vaccination. So we have had some of our younger participants come in and get prizes, which I think is really cool, too.
You know, the other thing on the flip side of that is there has been a rapid expansion of people that have been fully vaccinated and have entered here, because I think we started with about 100. It went up to over 700 before last week's drawing, and I'm assuming that process is continuing at this time.
It is. You know, I think we've surpassed the 900 mark now in folks that are registered, and it's a very simple process. You can just go to the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief page, which is GEADisasterReliefFund.org, and there is a form that you can fill out, and like I said, it's super simple. It's just a couple of questions with your contact information and the date of your last vaccination, and that will get you registered. And then if you are a winner, We'll contact you, and you just have to come into the Main Street office with your ID and your vaccination card, and we snap a photo with you and your prize, and you're on your way. So pretty easy process.
On the other side, Vax to Normal is a combination incentive campaign, but it's also a vaccination campaign. And there's been a lot of discussion talking about what's coming up here July 10th, the drive-through clinic, which is going to be at Riverside Elementary.
That's correct. And so we have been working with Lyon County Public Health and Hispanics for Today and Tomorrow. They're kind of the host of the clinic for the 10th, and I know that you can go in and you can actually get registered for an appointment if you want to go ahead and set that time up. You just go to the Lyon County Health website, and you can, you know, register for a time if you need to be time conscious that day, or you can show up and without an appointment and just get that vaccine. Cool thing, if you do go that day, anybody that goes to participate, they'll receive a $10 Main Street gift card from the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund. So just a little extra incentive if you haven't had time, or, you know, now is your time to go get that vaccination. You know, you get a little thank you for doing that as well.
One more thing I wanted to bring up here, Jessica, and certainly this is the main focus here for the Disaster Relief Fund at this particular point in time, and could well be your lead focus all the way until September, but just a reminder here for folks that the Disaster Relief Fund's been very busy with recognition efforts and helping the overall quality of life here for everybody associated with COVID-19, basically since everything got started over a year ago. What else has the Disaster Relief Fund been working on here over the past few months here leading up to and possibly through this Vax to Normal effort?
Well, you know, we, like you said, when we were in the midst of the true middle of the pandemic, you know, there was a lot of efforts to help support local businesses and organizations who were impacted by the pandemic. And, you know, the Disaster Relief Fund got together and started, you know, opportunities for folks to get involved, whether it was donating financially or, you know, donating masks and things like that. And so, you know, as we kind of navigate through the campaign, I feel like the community's made a lot of strides in the right direction, and we continue to see our numbers drop. And that's, you know, definitely a goal for the Disaster Relief Fund, because as those numbers get lower, we can get back to normal and we can get those businesses and organizations, you know, back on their feet. We don't want to find ourselves in a situation that we've worked so hard to, you know, get where we've gotten to with low numbers, the community getting back to normal. And, you know, if we don't continue to get those vaccines, you know, there's that concern that we'll regress and take 10 steps backwards. So that's why we really want to promote those vaccinations and get folks out there and keep, you know, keeping those numbers low.
Outstanding. Okay, remind folks when the weekly drawing is going to be and what's going to be on tap here for folks that get vaccinated and get registered.
So at 10 o'clock Friday morning, you can go to the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund Facebook page and watch live, because we'll do a live drawing, and we'll probably have 6 or 7 prize packs this week, all with about a $50 value. I know there'll be some Emporia Main Street gift certificates in there, which can be used at over 250 businesses in town. See some gift certificates from Sweet Granada, Granada Coffee Company, Radius, and maybe a few other surprises sprinkled in there.
Good stuff. And when is the grand prize drawing again?
September 10th.
All right.
We are working diligently on what that package is going to look like, but let me tell you, it's going to be awesome.
So I'm guessing if I have my name drawn for one of the weekly prizes, I'm probably not eligible for another weekly prize, but I'm still eligible for the grand prize?
That is correct. So if you are drawn during one of the weekly prizes, we pull your name out of the hat, but then before we do the big drawing on September 10th, all the names are going back in. And that's another good point, is you do not need to register weekly. So once you have registered once, you are set. We've got you in the system.
Good stuff.
All right. Good deal. Jessica, thanks so much for joining us here today. Best of luck Friday and all the way through September 10th.
Thanks, guys.
All right. Jessica Buchholz, of course, with Emporia Main Street. And hashtag Vax to Normal.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds like things are going well. Keep an eye on the Greater Emporia Area Disaster Relief Fund Facebook page for the prize drawings.
Yep.
And I think what that website is, geadisasterrelief.org.
Disaster Relief Fund.
Disasterrelieffund.org. And that's
go.
Where you can register. So, good stuff.
We got you taken care of.
All right, sir. Well, you have a few minutes. Catch your breath before your newscast coming up at 9:05, okay?
All right, sounds good. Take it easy.
857 KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local. We need to get a check of weather here before we can close out our 8 o'clock hour. And sports headlines with Greg Ray coming up next.
Riley's Fireworks, just 5 miles east of Emporia on Highway 50, is open and booming with hot deals. KVOE 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, Country 101.7, and Mix 104.9 will broadcast live tonight.